Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fe'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Collective İtikaf 17 True Stories. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sellem. The final Prophet sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sellem said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 100 times will have freedom from hypocrisy and hellfire written between his eyes by Allah. He shall also be placed amongst martyrs by Allah on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number one, from misguidance to guidance. An Islamic brother from Jacobabad, Pakistan, was brought up in a home filled with ignorance, in which speaking ill of companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, was considered an act of virtue. He himself was also involved in this misguidance, but something else was predestined for him. His journey to repentance began in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1426 AH, according to 2005. When collective itikaf was held in Dawat-e-Islami's Jacobabad Madni Center, young men of his age from his neighborhood were participating in this, and he initially visited seeking to tease them. Upon arriving, he found people sitting in groups teaching and learning the sunnah. He sat in a corner awaiting an opportunity to cause mischief. When an Islamic brother approached him in a loving and heart-winning fashion, the latter invited him to join one of the study circles. The kindness of the invitation left him no choice but to agree. He sat with the others and began attentively listening to a speech delivered by a muballigh. Finding unique appeal in the speech, he slowly became captivated. Some devotees of the messenger invited him to participate in the itikaf for the remaining days of Ramadan, which he agreed to. He was now fully exposed to the blessings itikaf brings, despite the fact everything was completely new to him. During this time, he came to recognize his own misguidance. Alhamdulillah, he repented from corrupt beliefs, recited the kalima, and boarded the ship of the Ahlus Sunnah as it sails to Medina. The young man further adorned his face with a beard and his head with a beautiful green imamah. He also completed a 63-day Madni training course and was given the responsibility of a halqa in his area. Alhamdulillah, now a totally different person, he is striving to reform other people as well as himself. May Allah bless him and us with steadfastness in this religious environment and guide those who have deviated from true Islamic teachings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number two, several attempts to commit suicide. An Islamic brother from Multan would show utmost disrespect to his parents. His days were wasted in trivial activities, and his nights squandered watching films. During one Ramadan, he had a major quarrel with his parents and even started to break things in the house. Even he himself had grown tired of his sinful life. In fits of rage, he had even attempted to end his own life many times. Mu'adhallah. Alhamdulillah, he was unsuccessful in doing so. By the grace of Allah, he became interested in performing itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He first wanted to do so in his local masjid, but an Islamic brother encouraged him to join the collective itikaf held in Karachi's Fizan-e Madina, the global Madani center of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, the blessings of collective itikaf are innumerable. Through study circles, sunnah-inspired speeches, and being amongst those who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he began to change for the better. He began growing a beard, began wearing an imamah, and repented from his sins just before Eid. Instead of returning home, he travelled in a three-day sunnah-inspired Madani qafila. He then said, "By Allah, This was the first Eid of my life that I enjoyed. He clung to his mother's feet upon returning home and cried until falling unconscious. Awakening around half an hour later, he saw his family had surrounded him. They were amazed to see such a major positive change in his attitude. Alhamdulillah, the environment in his home has also changed for the better. At present, he is the Nigran of the local Mushawarat. Alhamdulillah, after completing a 63-day Madani training course in Fazani Madina, he went on to join a 126-day Imam course. May Allah grant him and all of us steadfastness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3, would only offer Salah on Eid day. Prior to joining the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, an Islamic brother from Karachi had several illicit relationships. Watching indecent material on a daily basis, his mind had become polluted with immorality. More shockingly than this, he had never offered Salah besides on Eid day. He actually did not know how to offer Salah at all. Yet the mercy of Allah enveloped him, and he was blessed with an opportunity to take part in the collective itikaf held in Fizani Medina, and that too in the last 10 days of Ramadan. The religious environment found thereupon left an indelible imprint upon him. His eyes opened to the truth, the veil of heedlessness was removed from his heart, and he developed deep-rooted enthusiasm for doing good deeds. Alhamdulillah, after learning how to offer Salah, he then became punctual in praying 5 times a day with congregation and began delivering dars from blessings of sunnah in 2 masjids. Alhamdulillah, Islamic brothers gave him the responsibility of leading a masjid advisory board, and he was further graced with the honour of beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. An entire household embraced Islam by the blessings of itikaf. A new Muslim who embraced Islam through the efforts of Dawat-e-Islami Muballigh was blessed to take part in Dawat-e-Islami's collective itikaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan 1426 AH, according to 2005. This took place in Kalyan's Memon Masjid, Maharashtra, India. The sunnah-inspired speeches, learning sessions and cassette ijtima recordings impacted him profoundly. By the blessings of itikaf, this Islamic brother now found himself wanting to work towards spreading and propagating the message of Islam. His family members were not Muslims as of yet, so his first port of call after itikaf was inviting them to Islam, even calling Dawat-e-Islami Muballighs to his home for this purpose. Alhamdulillah, his parents, 2 sisters and brother all embraced Islam and were initiated into the Qadiriyya Razaviyya spiritual order, thereby becoming murids of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. I was absorbed in worldly matters. An Islamic brother from the city of Sukkur, Sindh, Pakistan, was totally engrossed in earning the wealth of this world. He had drifted away from religious teachings and fell prone to sin after sin. Alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, some devotees of the Messenger met him and empathized with this Islamic brother. They invited him to join the collective itikaf many times, yet he outright refused. Masha Allah, these Islamic brothers were of firm resolve and did not give up, as they were not prepared to leave him as he was. From time to time, they invited him towards righteousness and also amassed reward for themselves in the process. Their efforts eventually bore fruit. The heart of the Islamic brother softened, and the latter joined them in collective itikaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan, most likely in 1410 AH according to 1990. Spending time with those who loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he found this to be an entirely different world altogether, and being in their company began to improve his ways. Alhamdulillah, he began to offer salah, grew a beard, and wore an imamah. Alongside learning a host of important matters, he also learnt of how it is haram for one to be facing or having their back towards Qibla when answering the call of nature. During itikaf, it came to his attention that the toilets of the masjid were facing the wrong direction. For the pleasure of Allah, he immediately called in workers and had the direction of the toilets corrected, paying for this from his own pocket. Alhamdulillah, after the collective itikaf until now, he has travelled in many sunnah-inspired madni qafilas alongside other devotees of the messenger. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Make me like you. A 10th grade student from Rawalpindi, Punjab, Pakistan, observed collective itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1421 AH, according to 2000. He did so at Bilal Masjid in his locality. There were 14 to 15 people also doing the same. Approximately on the 28th of Ramadan after Zuhr Salah, one of his former classmates, whom they used to tease because of his simplicity, came to meet them whilst wearing an imamah, as he was now a muballigh. After greeting them with salam, he politely asked, "Can any of you please explain how to offer Eid Salah?" None of them knew, so they began staring at each other sheepishly. He then asked, "Can you please explain the method of funeral Salah?" Sadly, none of them knew this either. The Muballigh then gave them a practical demonstration of Salah, and they realized the host of mistakes they were making. He also effectively explain how to offer both Eid and funeral prayers, greatly pleasing all in attendance. The Islamic brother, who was in grade 10 at the time, went on to say, "Truthfully speaking, the main thing we gained from the itikaf was to learn important rulings regarding various salahs, taught to us by Dawat-e-Islami Muballigh. After Ramadan, he went to the roof of the masjid to offer Eid Salah. When the Imam called the second takbir, almost everyone bowed for ruku except him. This was not the time to do ruku. Everyone was instead required to raise their hands to their ears and then let them fall by their sides. If it was not for the Muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami teaching him how to offer Eid Salah during his time in itikaf, he would also have bowed for ruku like the others. This impacted his heart hugely, and he then realized the importance of Dawat-e-Islami. I also want to be like you," he said to the Muballigh when meeting him on Eid. The latter responded wholeheartedly and with great encouragement. With the individual efforts of one Muballigh, the Islamic brother came into the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami and currently holds a position of responsibility in the education department. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. My eyes became filled with tears. An Islamic brother from Karachi performed collective itikaf and repented from his misdeeds during the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1425 AH, according to 2004, in Dawat-e-Islami's Global Madani Center of Fizani Madina. Previously, he did not know the Sunnah method of eating, so alongside learning this, he also acquired knowledge regarding various other Sunnahs. In particular, his eyes became filled with tears when seeing a Muballigh sitting with simplicity and eating in accordance to the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, he has also adopted the habit of eating according to the Sunnah since then. By the grace of Allah, this is how he came to join the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Affection of the devotees. A modern-minded youngster from Indore, India, was wasting his life in sin due to the company of bad friends. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1425 AH, according to 2004, he took part in the collective i'tikaf. Within this, he found the company of those who loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Their affection towards him mended his ways, causing him to repent from sins, grow his beard, and begin wearing an imamah. He also acquired the passion to act upon and spread the sunnah, eventually becoming a muballigh. At the time of writing, he is currently working as head of his local advisory board, seeking to spread the blessings of the sunnah far and wide. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. Repentance of those who held heretical beliefs. Although the message of Dawat-e Islami had already reached Jacobabad, there was once a time in which religious work was scarce thereupon. Responsible Islamic brothers from the nearby city of Sukkur came to Jacobabad seeking to invite residents back to Sukkur to perform collective itikaf. After an extensive amount of effort during Ramadan 1410 AH, according to 1990, they were successful in their endeavor. Many Islamic brothers travelled from Jacobabad and then performed collective itikaf in Munawwara Masjid, Station Road, Sukkur. Prior to this, nobody from Jacobabad had given dars from the book Blessings of Sunnah. By the blessings of being around those who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, 17 Islamic brothers became muallims and muballigh in this collective itikaf. Alhamdulillah. They adorn their faces with beards and their heads with green imamas, going on to also attain organizational responsibilities for Dawat-e Islami's religious work. Some individuals also came during this time who held certain un-Islamic beliefs and considered them to be correct. Alhamdulillah, all of them repented from their disbelief, read the kalima, embraced Islam, and intended to spend the rest of their lives in the religious environment of Dawat-e Islami. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic brothers of Jacobabad who took part in this collective itikaf, as well as the newly reverted Muslims, are now all virtuous muballighs. They now deliver sunnah-inspired speeches to huge gatherings. They also hold important responsibilities in various provincial platforms and are striving to reform themselves and the people of the entire world. May Allah bless us and them with steadfastness in the religious environment of Dawat-e Islami. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. The sunnah over my life. A 26-year-old Islamic brother from Karachi was once not punctual in salah, nor did he act upon the sunnah. His elder brother had him participate in collective itikaf during a Ramadan 1421 AH, according to 2000, held in Dawat-e Islami's Global Madani Center of Fizan-e Madina. Alhamdulillah, the blessings of being around those who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam transformed him for the better. He became punctual in offering salah and grew a beard in accordance with the sunnah. Expressing his heartfelt sentiments, he mentions how he would now rather choose the sunnah over his life if necessary. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 11. Gaining cure from epilepsy. An Islamic brother took part in collective itikaf during Ramadan 1426 AH, according to 2005, in the Kurla district of Mumbai, India. He used to suffer from daily episodes of epilepsy, but alhamdulillah, he did not have even one during his time in itikaf. Alhamdulillah, he has also not suffered from further episodes of epilepsy from then until now. Dear Islamic brothers, notice how problems and calamities are removed if one sits itikaf with devotees of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this Islamic brother was cured from epilepsy and did not suffer a single episode of it in the masjid. This was certainly due to the special grace of Allah. Keep in mind that individuals suffering from epilepsy, afflicted with a jinn that causes them to convulse or shout, or with any other illness that leads to them falling unconscious and involuntarily soiling themselves, cannot enter the masjid to sit itikaf or offer salah in congregation. This prohibition also applies to those who are detested by people or cause harm to them. Number 12. Once far from the sunnah. An Islamic brother from Nasirabad, Sindh, was once far from the sunnah and wasted his days in heedlessness. Due to the encouragement and individual effort of various Islamic brothers, he took part in collective itikaf during Ramadan 1425 AH, according to 2004, held under the supervision of Dawood-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, the itikaf experience moved him deeply, and he began to shed tears over his previous transgressions. Making a firm intention to avoid sin in future, he adorned his head with an imama and his face with a beard. Alhamdulillah, at present, he is head of an advisory board in a district of Dawood-e-Islami's Nasirabad division. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 13. I had a habit of singing songs. A 25-year-old Islamic brother hailing from Karachi performed itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan in Dawood-e-Islami's Global Madani Center. He attained a wide array of blessings and benefits from this. One of these blessings resulted in him giving up his habit of singing film songs and wandering aimlessly in the streets. Alhamdulillah, this was replaced with a beautiful habit of reciting poetry in praise of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He also developed the mindset of safeguarding his tongue by avoiding unnecessary and evil speech, to the extent that whenever any unimportant word happens to leave his mouth, he instantly recites salat upon the Prophet to compensate for it. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 14. Fashionable young man became a muballigh. A fashionable young man who was an electrical engineer by profession participated in the collective itikaf organized by Dawood-e-Islami during the last 10 days of Ramadan 1419 AH, according to 1998, in Mumbai, India. He benefited greatly from being around those who loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He grew a beard, which is a symbol of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and began to wear a green imama as well. The blessings of itikaf transformed him into a great muballigh of the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, he continued to excel in his service of Islam and is now spreading the blessings of the sunnah as a member of India's Makki division. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 15. How I beat my drug addiction. An Islamic brother from Hyderabad, Pakistan, was a drug addict and did not offer salah. His family were greatly concerned for him. Fortunately, he was blessed with the privilege of attending a three-day sunnah-inspired gathering of Dawood-e-Islami held in Multan in 1426 AH, according to 2005. During this, he made an intention to perform collective itikaf in Fizane Medina. When the time arrived, he travelled to Karachi and did so for the last 10 days of that year's Ramadan in Fizane Medina, the Global Madani Center of Dawood-e-Islami. The three-day gathering in Multan gave him the mindset of bettering his hereafter. But the blessings he earned during the collective itikaf are in a world of their own. The latter changed his heart completely. He repented sincerely from his sins, began growing his beard and wore a green imama. When he returned to Hyderabad afterwards, his family and neighbours were pleasantly surprised to see him with said beard and imama. Alhamdulillah, he gave up drugs entirely and started making efforts to spread the religious work of Dawat-e-Islami. With the grace of Allah, his daughter has enrolled onto a Sharia course in a Jamiat al-Madinah of Dawat-e-Islami, and his two sons are memorizing the Quran in Madrasatul Madinah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 16. What is itikaf? An Islamic brother from Dera Allah Yar, Pakistan, was wasting his life in sin. By the grace of Allah, the religious work of Dawat-e-Islami then began in his city with a sunnah-inspired gathering on the 15th night of Shaban, 1416 AH, according to 1995, which he also attended. Even though he was immensely inspired by Dawat-e-Islami, when he saw a huge number of well-mannered devotees of the Prophet with beards and imamas, he remained at a distance from them. At this point, he had not yet attended a sunnah-inspired weekly gathering. When the 27th night of Ramadan, 1416 AH, according to 1995, arrived, he took part in a collective dua being made at a masjid hosting a Dawat-e-Islami gathering. Upon its completion, he met with Islamic brothers who informed him that itikaf was being held in the same masjid. The word itikaf was totally new to him, and he asked what it meant. They informed him in a kind and gentle manner, explaining what it is and the blessings it brings. After listening to this, he made a firm intention in his heart to perform itikaf in the following year. When the next Ramadan arrived, he performed collective itikaf in the last 10 days. He learnt a great deal during his time there. Someone then suggested for him to enroll on a scholar course. Responding positively to this sincere suggestion, he came to Karachi where he joined Jamiatul Madina. After completing hadith studies, he graduated from the scholar course in an official ceremony held in 1425 AH according to 2004 in Fizani Madina, Karachi. Currently, he is a teacher at a Jamiatul Madina in Hyderabad. Dear Islamic brothers, a young person who did not even initially know the meaning of the word itikaf not only became a scholar but a teacher of the scholar course at Dawat-e-Islami's Jamiatul Madina and is spreading the blessings of Islamic knowledge to others. This is indeed the blessings of participating in collective itikaf in the company of those who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 17. Which of my sins shall I mention? Before joining the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, an Islamic brother of Karachi was not offering salah, addicted to video games, watched improper programs on television, had a habit of lying, and even stole things occasionally. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, 1421 AH, according to 2000, he was blessed with an opportunity to perform collective itikaf in Jamia Masjid, Amina, Shakil Garden, Ohai Complex, Karachi. After this, he joined a Madrasatul Madina held on the second floor of the same masjid. Alhamdulillah, he also began to attend the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami, which is held in Fizani Madina, the global Madani center. Alhamdulillah, as a result of his efforts, a religious atmosphere has been created in his home too. He also plays recordings of sunnah-inspiring speeches released by Maktabatul Madina at home. Alhamdulillah, after having memorized the Quran, he began studying the scholar course in Jamiatul Madina. He also teaches in Madrasatul Madina and actively works to spread the religious work of Dawat-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, مَنِ اعْتَقَفَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِصَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever did itikaf with faith in order to earn reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ.